Who? Yes, for those of you wondering why I had wide eyes, it was John Jaha discussion. I have Donnie in here for a reason, because what we're eventually going to do here is just right in his wheelhouse. But two things hit me. TJ Watt signs his big contract. So you know how, like, the sausage gets made thusly in what we do for a living, and especially this time of year. Usually, sports talk, you're reacting to things that happen. You are sometimes not creating the narrative per se, but you're giving your opinions, and then those give rise to like narratives, and that becomes a talking point in and of itself. If you have opinions big enough that they become the storyline, that's kind of the holy grail. This is the middle of summer. We just got out of All-Star Week. It's still ramp-up time. When camp starts, that's when everybody's really going to, you know, put the gas pedal down, and here we go. So when TJ Watt's in the news for signing his extension, naturally there are going to be some stories that come out that involve even tangentially TJ Watt, and they're probably going to get on radars around here. And so there were two of these lists that came out recently that caught my attention. One this morning had Pony the Mouth. The other one, I swear to God, I think he missed, Donnie, because it might have made him angrier if he had seen it. So the one I'll talk about in a second is Monday Morning Quarterback at SI put together their all quarter century team. And they had a couple of their writers vote for this. So it was Albert Breer, it was Connor Orr, Gilberto Manzano, Matt I don't know how to say his last name. Verderami, I think. John Plum and Mitch Goldich. And they had a six-man panel, and that's how they voted. So that didn't make me too mad. Where what falls on that did not have me foaming at the mouth necessarily. It was something else, though. PFF, did you see this? PFF put out their top 50 players heading into this season in the NFL. Okay? Who do you think was number one on the list? PFF top 50 NFL players.
Josh Allen?
No. Guess again.
Lamar?
Guess again.
Now I'm starting to think it's not a quarterback.
You haven't said one other quarterback that I'm stunned you didn't say.
Mahomes?
Nope, wasn't him either.
It wasn't a QB.
It wasn't. It was Myles Garrett, number one player in the league. Micah Parsons was in the top 10. I think he was like 7th. TJ Watt was 10th on this list. And I like PFF. I respect what they do over there, what they try to do on a regular basis. I'm sorry. If you talk about being the site that like quantifies quarterback play, probably above everything else, but also goes after every individual thing, but does so from the perspective that quarterback play is automatically the most important because it's the most important position on the field. And you tell me that Myles Garrett is not just the best edge rusher in the league, but the best player in the league. I'm tuning out. I think there's one defensive player in the last 20 years who probably warrants that kind of discussion, and that's Donald at his peak because he was that disruptive and that far ahead of everybody else. The idea that Garrett is not just the best edge rusher, fine. If you want to have that opinion, I can certainly be persuaded that that's actually the case. He ain't better than Mahomes. He ain't better than Lamar. He ain't better than Josh Allen. He ain't better than Joe Burrow. No way. Absolutely no way. I'm not even sure he's definitively better than Trent Williams when he's healthy. He was number one and Watts down there at 10 with Parsons sandwiched in between them. So that one got me first. I think Pony missed that one because, you know, he'd have been calling for a raid of the PFF offices because he would have accused them of doing drugs.
Well, PFF does have a love affair with Myles Garrett. We all know that. But I mean, my goodness, number one.
Even I, the guy who understands I don't say understands. That makes me sound like I get something that everyone else fundamentally does not comprehend. I put stock in when they say pressures matter and other stuff matters. Even if that is your rubric and you love the guy because he gets double and triple teamed and he still generates pressure, he is not better than any of those quarterbacks named. If you ask the PFF people, okay, because really quick here, by logic would dictate that if they said he's the best player in the league heading into this season, right? If you asked everybody at PFF, who would you start a team with in the NFL, would they then say the best player, Myles Garrett, right?
Yeah.
Which nobody there would say. They'd say, give us at least the four quarterbacks that are behind him first.
And probably a couple of others.
And probably one or two other. Probably Matt Stafford would still, well, maybe not at his age, but you get what I'm saying. So I found that to be distasteful, to say the least. Then there's the other one. And this is what I wanted to do with you here was go through the Monday Morning Quarterbacks all quarter century team. So they voted on it. The six guys we just mentioned, they made their votes. They had a first, a second, a third team, and an others receiving votes category, how this worked, okay? So they have the votes in parentheses. You just want to run through this all-century team, and you can tell me, stop me if you think anybody got disrespected here, generally.
Yes.
I know you love this stuff. I know you just eat this up. If you were doing this...
Remember some guys.
If you were doing a show tonight and there wasn't a Pirates game on, you and Borges would be remembering some guys for a damn hour here, okay? Quarterback first team, Brady is the first teamer. Mahomes second team, Manning third team. Others receiving votes, Lamar, that was it. So there's 36 total points, I guess, to be gleaned here, and... It was Brady getting half, Mahomes, Manning, Jackson. Any major issues there?
Yeah, I think that shed out pretty well. I mean, plus Jackson got just the one.
No votes for Rodgers, no votes for Breeze, no votes for Eli, no votes for Ben.
Rodgers is probably, I mean, dude's a four-time MVP.
I think
now that you're thinking about it, I'm putting him above
Jackson. I'd put him above Jackson with respect to Jackson, who I think is singular and unique. I'd put him and maybe Breeze even. But definitely Rodgers. Okay, so we would both put Rodgers in there instead of Jackson. Running back, first team, LaDainian Tomlinson, 17 points. Second team, Adrian Peterson with 12, Derrick Henry with 9. Third team, Shady with 4. Others receiving votes, Frank Gore, Sean Alexander, Saquon Barkley, Edge James.
I think they pretty much nailed the first and second team. I mean, I think Shady's worthy. I mean,
Tomlinson,
I think more yards than anybody in the 2010s or something?
Yes, he's an all-decade team guy. Peterson has a case, I think, above Tomlinson, and if Henry keeps going like this for two or three more years, but Tomlinson was so good in his prime. He wasn't He wasn't the force of nature physically that Peterson was, but he was so good as a pass catcher. Marshall Faulk probably a couple years early for this because he would have, you know, if those greatest show on turf Rams teams had done more in the 2000s, he'd be up there. Get Sean Alexander off this list. No offense. Fine. Like, nice that you had that one awesome season, pal. Wide receiver, Larry Fitzgerald, Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson, your first teamers. Second team, T.O. and Julio. Third team, Tyreek Hill, A.B., Marvin Harrison. Others receiving votes, Mike Evans, A.J. Green, D-Hop, Andre Johnson, Steve Smith Sr., and Anquan Boldin. I'd put A.B. higher up. I've got to bump somebody off that list.
I think A.B., I might put him ahead of both of the guys on the second team.
I think
At minimum, I'm putting him ahead of Julio Jones.
It's very hard. Here's the problem for me on the first team. Fitz did it every year, not always with very good quarterback play until he had Kurt Warner. If you asked me, though, of Fitz, Moss, and Johnson, who of those three I'd bump for AB, it might be Fitz. Megatron.
It's hard for me to complain about any of those
three. I know, but I put AB on every list I make of best receivers I've ever seen. I put him third behind Moss and Rice. So in theory, I have to put him ahead of both of those guys. But now should I be reconsidering where I put AB in the all-time history of the position? I'm putting him above T.O. and Julio, and there's a ton of people that'll argue with me about T.O., I don't know, man. This was like an eye test thing. I watched all the guys on this list because it's easy to watch them. AB at his peak was as unstoppable as any player on this list, maybe save Randy Moss. Even Megatron.
Yeah.
Even Megatron. Tight end, Travis Kelce, first team. Gronk, second team. Others receiving votes, Antonio Gates. I'd flip first and second team.
So would I.
And Gronk's better than Kelce.
What about Tony Gonzalez?
2000s. He did, what, first 4 or 5 years of his career? Gonzalez, he led all tight ends since 2000 with 13,289 yards. He probably should have been in there. Quickly, your first team, O-tackles, Ogden and Joe Thomas. Thomas got more votes. I have no issue there. Trent Williams, Walter Jones, second team. Tyron Smith, Lane Johnson, and then Orlando Pace, Jason Peters. Pace should probably be higher on here somewhere.
I'd probably flip him with one of the guys on the third team.
Zach Martin and Fanica. Two biggest vote getters at guards, damn right, although Martin got one more point than him. Hutchinson and Marshall Yanda at second team. Evans, Jari Evans and Joe Tooney at third team. Mankins, Quentin Nelson, Lindstrom, and Will Shields all got votes. I'm a little surprised Nelson was as low as he was. Jason Kelce at center. Kevin Mawai second team. Pounce third team. No real issue there, although
no.
Kelce almost gets too much love at this point. I'm a little fatigued.
That happens when he's a media buddy.
Jeff Saturday, Linderbaum, Alex Mack all got votes there. Again, stop me if anything. Here's where it goes. All quarter century team, MMQB at SI. As Johnny the Barber texts me and asks me if I need BFF's all-quarter century team. No, I think we're good on how many Ohio State players you could name today. What would he? Who would be the dumbest out-of-pocket? He'd have like Doran Grant from the Steelers.
Well, I was going to say
he'd have him on the all-century team.
They've had a handful of
He'd have Chris Gamble on the all-century team. Jeff Okuda. Edge rushers,
Eli
though.
Eli Apple.
Julius Peppers. J.J. Watt. Myles Garrett, first team. Jared Allen, DeMarcus Ware, Von Miller, second team. Jason Taylor, Khalil Mack, Michael Strahan, third team. So remember, this is melding together DNs and like off-ball outside linebackers, depending on scheme. Others receiving votes, T.J. Watt, Cam Jordan, and Ball So Hard U's most famous graduate, Terrell Suggs. Man, Watt being high, being behind I know Strahan won Super Bowl and everything else. Super Bowls, right? I think. Maybe just the one. Some nasty work there. I know these are all like Hall of Famers to be or
already in
guys, but Garrett, here's the problem again, man. Why is Garrett all the way up on the first team? Why is there that much separation?
Yeah, there should not be.
I am somebody who just said last week, I think Garrett is the slightly better player. It's an unpopular stance in this town. Have we lost our minds? Is Jared Allen's too high up here?
I would almost put DeMarcus Ware up on that first team list.
I wouldn't put Garrett up there, man. Win one thing. I know the argument's the same for what? Win one thing that matters in the postseason.
I mean,
one.
What is Khalil Mack really ever won?
Where in Von Miller basically won the Broncos a Super Bowl?
Yes.
They
and
did.
That was Ware late in his career,
yes!
too. But, like, okay, Khalil Mack, who I think at his peak was a elite player, defensive player of the year winner. Like, what has he ever won, though, in the grand scheme of, like, the team?
I know
sport?
This is, like, Pittsburgh person on Pittsburgh high school graduate crime here.
Jason Taylor.
What is Jason Taylor? I mean, he did win. I forgot he won Defensive Player of the Year. I did forget the DPOY. Three first-team All-Pros. I don't know, man.
Watt already has more.
Right. Jason Taylor, 1, 2, 3, 6 seasons with double-digit sacks in a 15-year career. I don't know, man. I'd put Watt above him.
I think the problem, too, is that, I mean, I know that they just did it all edge.
Yeah.
I mean, they mixed in a lot of DNs.
Yeah. Defensive tackle, quickly here. Aaron Donald, most votes there. Chris Jones, first team with him. Warren Sapp, Richard Seymour, Ndamukong Suh, Geno Atkins, Kevin Williams, Calais Campbell, Haloti Ngata, Fletcher Cox. No Cam Hayward. If Calais Campbell's going to be on there, Hayward should be on there.
Yeah.
If Fletcher Cox is going to be on there, Hayward should be on there. At least, I'm not asking Hayward to be on the first, second, or third team. I can make a case for him over Geno Atkins. And I know they're, again, like mixing this together like a witch's brew. But Hayward's got to be in there somewhere.
And I thought Haloti Ngata was like a scary dude, but at no point is his top level better than Cam Hayward's.
Inside backer, I got to go quick here because, of course, I didn't budget my time. Ray Lewis and Bobby Wagner, first team. Ass, forget that. No way. They said Lewis was a no-brainer. No, yeah, you're right. You have no brains if you put him above Luke Kuechly and Brian Urlacher, second team. Derek Brooks, Patrick Willis, third team. London Fletcher, C.J. Mosley. I'll say it right here.
My guy, London Fletcher.
The third team, Brooks and Willis, is better than the first team. Straight away. Give me that first team definitely over the third team definitely over the first team.
Did Brooks, I'm trying to think of his career, like, he was late 90s when he came in, right?
Yeah, but the majority of his really stuff, I think, was in the 2000s, his Super Bowl.
I also, I'm probably a bigger Kuechly fan than I should be. I just feel like that guy.
He was a monster. He got hurt. Same with Willis.
Should be closer to the first team.
All right, corner, Revis and Woodson on the first team. Bailey and Sherman on the second. Rondae Barber, Pat Peterson on the third team. No arguments there, really. Rondae Barber, kind of surprising, but he was around for an eternity.
Nnamdi Asamoah, who we haven't heard his name in 10 years.
800 years. Jalen Ramsey. I mean, you could probably convince me that Ramsey deserves to be a little higher, but I don't know who I'd bump other than Rondae. Polamalu, Ed Reed. Equal 18-18 vote getters for safety. That finally they got something right here. Dawkins and Earl Thomas, second team. John Lynch and Honey Badger, third. Sean Taylor. I feel like that's one of those Jimi Hendrix at 27. Oh, no, that's not a good comp. Give me a musician that like was always thought of as better than they maybe were going to be, or you know they were because we got cut short tragically. You know what I mean? Sean Taylor was on a good track, but I can't put him that high.
Yeah, I do always wonder about his career because
he's in the same.
It started off very good. I understand that, but people project like this guy would have been a slam dunk Hall of Famer.
I don't know. He's in the same tier as Eric Berry, Rodney Harrison, Darren Sharper, Harrison Smith, and Eric Weddle. I don't know. That feels a little. If he plays till he's 32, maybe he ends up being on the first team of this list, but that feels a little weird. I'm not going to go through the specialists with any kind of, you know. It's Vinatieri, Tucker, Butker, Guskowski, and Elam. And then it is Shane Lechler, Andy Lee, Johnny Hecker, and Thomas Morstead. Dante Hall, your kick returner. Then Patterson, then Hester, then Cribbs. That's kind of a surprise. Hester is a punt returner, then Sproles, then Dante Hall. And Kyle Juszczyk gets your fullback nod. Lorenzo Neal and Tony Richardson. All right, Don, we went way past.